Hello, my name is Ben Jenkins. Welcome to the final episode of the New Grad Radio podcast, the podcast following the experiences of a new graduate nurse starting into the intensive care unit. For 12 months, in over 100 episodes, I've shared my experiences and I've documented my experiences of a graduate nurse starting in the intensive care unit. And I really want to emphasize that I've documented, because I really feel like it goes beyond just talking about experiences, but it goes into how I was feeling as well. And for a graduate nurse starting in the intensive care unit, or a nurse who's transitioning into the intensive care unit, I really wanted to make a resource that sort of follows at least what someone else has felt at that point in time and what they have experienced at that point in time. And so whether they have their questions about, is that feeling normal? Am I meant to feel like this? Or at least they'll be able to listen along to someone else who's gone through it before. Because at the end of the day, starting in the intensive care unit and working in the intensive care unit isn't easy. The intensive care unit is unlike any other area of nursing. I honestly didn't know too much about the intensive care unit before I started working here. I knew as an undergraduate student that the way that you'd benchmark how sick a patient was by if they went to the intensive care unit and how long that they stayed there for. But I really didn't know too much more about it than that. And that is one of the reasons I've started making the New Grad Radio the New Grad Radio podcast. And that's because it's going to demystify exactly what happens. And I've talked about on this podcast a few of the experiences that I've had that are specific to the intensive care unit, such as inotropes and vasopressors, mechanical ventilation, advanced monitoring. And I've also talked about some of the more emotional sides to working in the intensive care unit, because at the end of the day, it can take a certain toll on you, not only as a nurse, but also as a person. Every single patient that's in the intensive care unit is exceptionally sick. We're seeing day after day going into family meetings whereby the family is told that their loved one has a high probability of not surviving. And the family are very often exceptionally distraught by this news, which is completely understandable. When you come back day after day and you're experiencing it, it can certainly take a toll on you. And so I really wanted to share these experiences on the New Grad Radio podcast with you guys so that you can get a sense of this side of intensive care nursing as well. I guess I just want to say shout up front to every single person who's listened to the New Grad Radio podcast, whether it be starting at number one and working your way all the way to this episode 102, which I know a lot of you guys have, or whether that you have started and this may be the first episode that you're listening to. I just want to thank you so much for listening along. It's I guess your graduate year is always going to be something that you're always going to remember. This is where I've built and developed my foundations as a registered nurse, and it's a year that I'm always going to remember. And for to be able to share these experiences with you and for you to be listening along, it really does mean a lot to me. So thank you so much. It's what a year that it's been, right? Not only has it been a graduate year, but I've started in the intensive care unit and I've also done a transition program as well. So being able to continue on doing assignments and formal assessments and being able to share with you the results of those has been a big deal as well. So the other day I've received that final certificate, so the final piece of paper to say that I've passed my transition program. So It was a fantastic feeling. I'm going to post a picture of that over on the Facebook page, on the New Grad Radio podcast Facebook page. Just the sheer joy was awesome. Because again, I've worked real hard for that, overcoming the 3 month, the 9 month and the 12 month CPATs, as well as completing those two big assignments as well. So it really does feel good. But what is fairly emotional though, not only am I finishing the New Grad Radio podcast, but also, the other day was my final shift within the intensive care unit. I've started a 3 week holiday now, and when I come back, I'll be starting another transition program within the emergency department in the same hospital. I really feel as if It's going to really give me a diverse skill set. So I've did my double degree in paramedics and nursing, so I have a solid base when it comes to the pre-hospital setting. I have the skills now within the intensive care unit, and I'm about to develop the skills within a major trauma center's emergency department as well. So that means when I enter the Australian Defence Force as a nursing officer in the Australian Army, I feel like I'm going to be able to have a broad array of skills I'm able to use in that position and to help in as many ways that I can. So that's it, guys. It's what a year that it's been. And again, thank you so much for listening along. I just want to say that even though this is the final episode and I'm finishing up with the New Grad Radio podcast, that if you do have any questions, you can always find me over on the New Grad Radio podcast Facebook page, where I'll still be managing that account. And if you do have any friends, or if you know anyone who's looking at starting in the intensive care unit or transitioning into the intensive care unit, well, then it would be awesome if you could send them a link to this podcast as well. And so that others can find this podcast, it would be awesome if you could leave a rating as well as a comment. That would be fantastic. And if I were to be making another podcast about my experiences of transitioning into the emergency department, well, I guess those sort of announcements would be made over on the New Grad Radio podcast Facebook page. So anyway, guys, this has been Ben Jenkins, and this has been the New Grad Radio podcast. Thank you so much for listening along.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.